Hear these words from God that I received on Mount Sinai. When you enter the land that I am giving you, plant your fields, gather your crops. But on the seventh year, let the land rest. You may eat what grows naturally on the land, but you must not farm it. The seventh year is a Sabbath for the land.
We have heard the word of God. We will let the land rest.
Count off seven Sabbath years. Then in the 50th year, sound the trumpets everywhere. Proclaim a year of jubilee. The 50th year is a holy year, a year of freedom. Everyone return to your home, return to your family, for this is a year of jubilee.
We have heard the word of God. We will return, we will rest, and we will celebrate.
When you buy or sell, do not cheat one another. And if you sold your land to support your family, celebrate. For all land must return to its first owners. If you sold your house to buy food, celebrate, because all houses must return to their first owners too.
We have heard the word of God. We will treat one another fairly.
Suppose one of your own people becomes poor and has to give up their land. And suppose things do not go well and they cannot earn enough to buy their land back. Then the buyer will keep it until the year of Jubilee. At that time, the land will be returned to them free of charge.
We have heard the word of God. The land will be returned.
Suppose any of your own people become poor, and suppose they can't take care of themselves. Then help them just as you would a guest or stranger. Then those who become poor can continue to live among you. If you lend them money, you must not charge interest. If you sell them food, you must not sell it for more than it cost you.
We have heard the word of God. We will care for each other.
And if any of you becomes so poor that you sell yourself as a servant, you will be made free in the year of Jubilee. I brought you out of slavery in Egypt. You shall not live as slaves to one another.
We have heard the word of God. We will respect each other's freedom.
Hear the word of God. You, the people of Israel, belong to me. You are my people. I am your God.
This morning's gospel reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 32, 34, and 35. The whole congregation of believers was united as one, one heart, one mind. They didn't even claim ownership of their own possessions. No one said, "That's mine, you can't have it." They shared everything. There were no needy persons among them. Those who owned properties or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds from the sales, and place them in care under authority of apostles. Then it was distributed to anyone who was in need.
This year, we've talked a lot about God, what God is like, and ways we can connect with God. We also talked a lot about justice. In the Bible, there was a time that happened every 50 years. It was a whole year set aside to make things fair. It was called the year of Jubilee. Today, we might not have a whole year set aside where everyone celebrates. We're sharing our thoughts about justice, fairness, and equality to show how we can have Jubilee moments now and throughout every year.
Sometimes things don't seem fair. We remember the story of Job and how bad things kept on happening to a good man. It doesn't seem fair when bad things can happen to good people. It also doesn't seem fair that some people get more than others, or when wealthy people don't share what they have. There's enough in this world for everyone to have what they need, like food to eat and a place to call home. People don't have to have 10 houses to keep just for themselves while others have nothing. It's not right. Whenever we can help someone get what they need, that's a jubilee moment.
Whenever we see someone who's being treated unfairly, we can help. Stand up for the person. We can stand up for the person. We can see the injustice and work to make it fair. We can try to make changes. We can also talk to the person about their feelings and ask them how we can help. These are Jubilee moments.
When we've hurt someone, it's important to say, "I'm sorry." Sometimes this means saying the words, "I'm sorry," to the person we've hurt, but there are other ways to say it too. If it is hard to speak directly to the person, we can send a card or we can show we are sorry through our actions. Hugs are a good way of saying, "I'm sorry." And if it is still hard to say, "I'm sorry," it really helps to remember that often the hardest apologies are the most important. Apologies help heal relationships. They are Jubilee moments that bring people back together.
Sharing what we have is very important. Some things are easy to share, like things we have a lot of. It's harder to share things that we consider valuable or items that are personal. For instance, musical instruments are very hard to share. But God made it so some of the most important things are easier to share. It can be easy to share God's love. There are lots of ways to do it. We can be caring to others. We can spend time with people or help them out. We also show love when we listen to people, not only when they're upset, but always. Whenever we share God's love, we are making a Jubilee moment.
We want to live in the right relationship with God. To us, this means to be friends with God and to respect others. We do this by trying our best to follow God's lessons. But we are human. We make mistakes, and sometimes we do wrong. Whenever we do wrong, it is important to ask God for forgiveness and then work to make it right. Throughout it all, whether we've done something wrong or we are working hard to do good, God loves us and God wants us always to love each other. When we do this, we make Jubilee moments throughout our lives.